Hello, everybody, and welcome to Nintendo Duel. Nintendo. We're going to start over. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Nintendo Duel Screen Podcast, brought to you by ProvenGamer.com. I am one of your hosts, Steven Fontana. With me, hopefully all the time, is my partner in crime here, Andy Azimakis.
How's it going, everybody?
So this is our first episode of Nintendo Duel Screen. That is Duel, D-U-E-L. You see what I did there? Like Duel, like on guard.
So clever.
Double entendres everywhere. They're everywhere.
Can I quit right now?
This is the... you have to at least give me a half an hour. Yeah, you need to give me at least 90 minutes notice would be good. This is Proven Gamers Nintendo podcast. We were blessed enough to be given this opportunity to make a show for you. We are also going to be turning this into a YouTube show. So if you're watching this on YouTube, please subscribe to Proven Gamers YouTube channel. Leave us some comments. Leave us some love. Leave us some thumbs up. If you don't like us, leave us some thumbs down. That's all right. I'm not going to judge. I'm not going to be all like, you know. So the way the show works is we're going to go over some Nintendo news. We're going to talk everything Nintendo that we can. Maybe get a little Nintendo history in there. Today's or this week's topic of the show is going to be the ARMS Nintendo Direct, the ARMS Direct. So we'll talk a little bit on that. But first, we would like to start right away with the news of the week. And Andy, I will throw it your way. Hit me up with some delicious news.
Oh, delicious news. All right, Steven. So for those out there who care about hardware sales to justify their video game purchases, the Switch was the top-selling hardware for April, now second month in a row since the Switch launched in March, selling over 250,000 units in the U.S. So pretty big numbers there for the little Switch, which we all love and adore so much. Even has a very lackluster library for the time being. And, I mean, it has some good games. You know, some good
It has an incredible masterpiece of a game.
Has a good games.
It actually has two. It has two incredible masterpieces of a game. If you believe my review of Mario Kart 8 Deluxe, which you can find on ProvenGamer.com.
And getting to that other amazing game, Deluxe sold over 500,000 units in 2 days.
Amazing.
Believe it or
amazing.
Not.
Amazing. A how many year old, you know, how long ago did that come out on Wii U? Like, and they just throw it on this brand new toy and spruce it up a little bit. And they made it better. I mean, that goes.
Yep. So for
you read my review.
Yeah,
if you want.
For a title that a lot of journalists thought was going to fail on the Switch, really proved them wrong. A lot of crow eating by a lot of, you know, insider, like, top-level journos in the gaming industry really proved them wrong. So I'm really glad that this game deserved all the sales it got. So kudos to Nintendo for another great month in sales, both in hardware and software. And speaking about some software, we got some really good news on some releases to expand the library for the Switch, starting with the aforementioned ARMS, which is due to release in June on June 16th. So we're getting there, guys.
Can't wait.
We're like three weeks away.
When we get to our topic, we'll get all into that. But I am really excited for ARMS.
Yes, and you should be doubly excited for Splatoon 2, which got a release date for July 21st.
I didn't get on the Splatoon hype train the first time around.
Yeah.
I owned
it on Wii U, and I was like, there's like four games I play on that system.
I think I could be wrong, but I think at that time I was playing maybe like Destiny or something, and I feel like I had my fix for the multiplayer type, you know, shooter type thing. So you know, I it just didn't really hit me. But I have twin nephews. They live in Colorado, and when I was living in Colorado, I lived there for about 8 months, a couple of years ago. They were all about it. They absolutely adored that game. They played it all the time, and you know, I could definitely see the appeal, but it's good that it's going to be coming out relatively soon. It's kind of diabolical what Nintendo's doing, because we get an incredible multiplayer online experience in Mario Kart. We're going to get an incredible experience in ARMS. Then we're going to get a Splatoon, or the other way around. I'm sorry, I wasn't paying attention to the dates that you said, because I'm a terrible listener.
you have short-term memory.
Right. So we're going to have those huge games for Nintendo right before they make you pay for online play. Mm-hmm. Like, they're going to get you hooked. They're going to sink that hook in you, and then they're just going to, all right, 2 months later, okay, it's time to pony up some money to play online.
And it's going to be like drugs. With Splatoon 2, they announced a new single-player mode. So even those who are worried about Nintendo's online pitch, how much it's going to be, and what the exact details are for that, there's a single-player mode baked into the Splatoon now, so there's that to look forward to as well, with, you know, the multiplayer shenanigans to go along with that. So, absolutely. Yay for Splatoon.
What else you got for me? Anything else?
Nintendo also revealed that they're releasing a Zelda game for iOS and Android devices later this year, after a Animal Crossing app. So, curious to see how that's going to pan out, given how Mario Run, which sold about 10, what sold is a, in quotes, had about 10 million downloads, but only 5% actually bought the game, and you and I are not in that 5%, we discussed it earlier.
No. Yes, we are not.
I mean, it was...
I tapped my screen, I got some cool coins and whatnot, but... It wasn't for me.
Yeah, I'm not
sure. I'm also terrible at platformers. Like, I'm just awful at platformers. So I felt like even at its easiest, it frustrated me. So I kind of avoided it.
See, the thing for me was when I first tried out the demo, and it was like an online connection required to play the game, I was like, I'm more of a Subway phone app playing kind of guy. And if I can't play
for those of you who don't know what Subway means, it's not a restaurant. When the train goes subterranean. Mm-hmm. We are both New Yorkers. I'm a Brooklynite. He's from Queens.
Underground.
It goes underground, and you lose signal. You can't play a lot of games. So I mean, that's where the Switch is great for. Although, up until I only played the Switch once on the train, it was only because I was surrounded by other nerds, and I felt like it wasn't going to get stolen. Like, I just looked, and, like, one guy's playing a thing on his phone, the other guy's got his 3DS, and I said, all right, I could play it now. I feel safe. So, I don't know, man. People are crazy on the trains. I'm still a little nervous about it, but...
Mine has yet to leave my office, my Nintendo Switch. I'm just a little bit, I don't know. Maybe when I go to E3, I'll come on the plane with me, but that's still to be determined. But I don't know, New York City.
It absolutely has to get on the plane with you.
There's maniacs who will grab that from you without a moment's notice.
Right.
And I'm the kind of guy that's like, I'm like headphones plugged in, fully immersed experience. Mm-hmm. So I'm a perfect target for assholes in the subway.
I actually had this happen to me I think it was just my DS at the time, a DSi or something like that. I don't think it was my 3DS. Mm-hmm. But I was sitting on the train. And a bunch of kind of punk like kids, I guess. I don't really know. They were like high school kids or whatever. Got on the train, and it's fine. I'm not afraid of you know, people. But you could tell, like, this guy was kind of looking at me weird. Like, I had my game. I think I was playing Pokemon I think I was playing Pokemon like Black or something, like, I don't remember. So I'm playing, and I look up. And I see this huge bouncer type guy sitting directly across from me. I mean, he's taking up 1.5 seats, right? Look at him, and he gives me like one of these, like, this kid is just, like, he could tell that this kid was eyeballing me.
Yeah.
So the kid in between longer stops, so it was in between Atlantic Pacific and 36th Street, which is when you're on the express train that takes a good like 10 minutes to get from point A to point B. So with no stops. So, and you're underground and everything like that. So anyway, in between those stops, the kid is like, yo, let me get that DS. I'm like, no, you're not getting my DS. So he keeps hounding me. And then it was, I believe the stop before mine or the stop before that. It was like pretty close. He snatched it out of my hands and tried to run out the door. And the big bouncer dude across from me clotheslined him with his arm, knocked him on his ass. He did not get up from his seat. Bent over, picked the kid up by his collar, still seated, and threw him out the train and had my DS in his hands. And he gave me my DS back. I will never forget that.
New York than that story.
I thank God I made eyes with that guy. So yeah, we'll get a Zelda mobile game soon, and who knows what that's going to be. Maybe it'll be like a daily mission kind of dungeon crawler, or maybe they'll do little puzzles or something for you to solve and like unlock some items and whatnot. I don't know what that game would look like. Mm-hmm. But you can't deny the quality of the Super Mario Run. The quality was there. It was just a terrible pricing structure. Everyone warned them against it, and they did it anyway. So hopefully this is one of those free-to-play things. Miitomo was terrible. I think I enjoyed it for, like, 12 minutes.
Yeah, on the toilet prep, like I did. I was like,
yeah,
I'm over
exactly.
this.
Exactly. I was like, how many questions can I answer about one dude? Like, come on.
I did learn some really weird things about my friends, though, that I wish I could forget, but I can't repress those things right now.
when it first came out, a lot of, like, video game journalists or whatever you want to call them, you know, guys from IGN and whatnot, or really is, like, the main route that I follow, they were just on there, and you could find them mm-hmm. and, I guess, friend them. So that was weird, walking into, like, I don't even know, but just walking into random IGN editors' houses and being like, okay, you, all right, you really like cats. You really like cats.
You this really like cats, sir.
So I don't know. We'll see what that does. What else you got for me?
Well, I think in our last bit of news, we've reserved for the thing we like to call the hype zone.
The hype zone.
The hype zone. Now, this is a piece of news that, unlike the ones before it, it's pretty up there on the hype meter. And I think that all gamers can agree when they hear this, they're gonna go fucking nuts.
Absolutely.
This is like when they say, wait, there's more at E3. This is it. Yeah. It's like when Square says to the folks, please be excited. This is that moment of the podcast.
Absolutely.
So everyone, please be excited. So.
All right. Hit me with it.
Ubisoft CEO Yves Guillemot. I think that's how you pronounce that.
Very nice.
The French. Very nice. Right? Yeah, that was pretty good. Has said with regards to the Switch that in addition to Just Dance 2017, that there's one game in development that'll be a definite surprise for all of us fans out there. What could it be? What could it possibly be?
Get hype.
I'm going to guess right now, Steve, right now.
Uh-huh.
Mark my words. It is 10:01 mm-hmm. in the PM Thursday that the secret game is going to be Just Dance 2018.
That's a good.
Can you imagine if you get two Just Dance games for the Nintendo? That's like, it's unbelievable.
this could be huge.
Yeah.
Well, let's see. There's little to no chance they bring anything that's on the, you know, big brother consoles.
Who wants Assassin's Creed or Wildlands or the much rumored Beyond Good and Evil 2?
No, this is what it is, and you can mark my words. It's still 10:01. It's about to be 10:02.
Still 10:01. Yeah.
My guess is we're gonna get Assassin's Creed 4 Black Flag because we haven't gotten that enough yet.
Yes, we need. I mean, if you follow Mario Kart Deluxe's example, ports do well on the Switch.
Sailing the seven seas.
A huge cash cow for Ubisoft on the Switch.
Buccaneering. You're going to be buccaneering and whatnot on your Switch. I cannot wait
to have my copy of Just Dance 2017 alongside my copy of Black Flag Remastered.
It's going to be fantastic. Can't wait. That wraps up the hype zone.
Hyping it up.
All right. Hype. All right. That's fun. So that brings us to our subject of discussion, the ARMS Direct.
Ah, yes.
A lot of news came out of this Direct. This was one of their better run Directs, better produced Directs that they've done in a while. This was up there with those middle Smash Brothers directs, I think. We got a couple of new characters revealed, a bunch of new game modes, and also the announcements of a test punch, mm-hmm. like the Splatoon test fire. They're going to be doing two weekends of a test punch, the weekend of May 26th. So that's the 26th, 27th, and 28th, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and June 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. I believe the Fridays are in North America only, if I remember correctly.
Yes.
So get onto that store, download you some arms, and prepare, and please be excited.
I gotta say, Steve, in this game, with this direct, it really fleshed out arms as a whole. When I first saw it back at the reveal, like in January, for the whole Switch like launch, or the reveal itself, it looked a little gimmicky to me. Like, okay, I get it. It's a fighting game, but you use the controller motion. It's okay, I get it. It's cool. But it looked like a prettier version of, like, Wii Boxing, in essence, when I first saw it.
Right. Yeah, but absolutely.
But now there's types of gloves you can wear that add elements like fire and ice. It's like a Pokemon-type angle to it now.
Mm-hmm. Rock, paper, scissors.
Yeah.
There's
customization. Boulder, it's flamethrower. There's a lot of depth here.
Yeah, it actually, when I was watching the direct, it really reminded me almost like a one-on-one arena shooter, mm-hmm. almost. Not necessarily a fighting game, but a shooter, because of the distance that you can have from your opponent, and you can grab them, pull them in, and you can throw them around, and you could curve attacks. Some of them shoot rockets vertically or horizontally. You can shoot freeze fists to slow them down. You could juggle them up in the air.
You can blind them. It's a whole thing.
Yeah. You could stun them and everything. It almost reminded me of, like, if we got a Ratchet and Clank arena shooter. Like, just these weird weapons that do all sorts of, you know, silly stuff, and but in enclosed quarters, just kind of chasing each other around in circles, just blasting each other with some cool moves. But yeah, you mentioned that one of the things they had arm types, where you have light, medium, and heavy. If you have two arms combating that are the same, you'll be able to block the attack. But if somebody picks a class above that, the class above will break through the opposite punch and get through to the opponent, which is a cool mechanic, because it makes you think, all right, how do I want to play? Do I want to be a little quicker? I notice he's putting on heavy gloves. Do I want to put on heavy gloves to combat that? Or do I want to try and, you know, stick and move around him, try and keep him running? Because the heavy attacks are also very slow and lumbering. So when they're slow, you have a better chance of getting out of the way and stuff like that. So, and you could have different permutations of the arms. One arm could have fire, the other one could have ice, one could have the stun, and one could have electricity and stuff.
Yeah.
So that's another really cool. And then I guess what happened, the way they were describing it, is it's almost like a special meter. You'll fill up a meter, like a
fighting game, basically, that it's become now.
Right. And then you'll be able to unleash these special arms attacks. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it looks really impressive to me. And I think because it doesn't come across to me as like a hardcore Street Fighter or, you know, something like that, I feel like it's something I'm going to enjoy more. I feel like it'll be a little bit more accessible. I say that about almost all games, and then I get online a week after the game comes out and I get my ass kicked. So we'll see. It might be one of those games that I just play with friends. However,
yes.
if you want to move up in those sweet, sweet rank matches, you are going to have to get online and play against some real opponents for some bragging rights. The way they announce that, or the way they explain that, is that for every win, you gain a rank. For every loss, you lose a rank. So it's about stringing some wins together and moving up in rank and fighting people around your skill level. Why don't you take us through a couple of other game modes?
Well, let's see. We have the fight, which is the main multiplayer mode, where two people can battle, you know, for a little bit of time. And the team fight, which two players attached by strings, and they team up to fight another two players. So a 2v2 action going on.
That is a very clever way of avoiding cheap, like, volleyballing, hitting people from either side. It's very cool. You're tethered to your partner. So wherever, if they get knocked back, you get flung back with them. It's pretty cool.
and you mentioned volleyball. There is a V-ball mode, which is it's a volleyball type game where you knock an explosive ball into the opponent's court. So there's that.
That looks fun too.
There's a basketball themed mode called Hoops. There's a skill shot where you break targets now, with your arms. There's a lot here.
Hoops is interesting because Hoops is not like V-ball where there's an actual ball. Your opponent becomes the ball. Your goal is to knock them a little bit with a combo and then grab them and dunk them or shoot them into a basket. See, it's hysterical.
When I saw that, I thought of Darkstalkers immediately. Remember that one special move from that Lord Raptor, that skeleton-looking guy with the guitar? He would turn you into a basketball and dunk you.
V-ball reminded me of I feel like there's going to be a huge community for V-ball, almost like Rocket League. It's a very similar
Rocket League.
You know, you're trying to launch yourself at the ball and you know, move around and stuff. I talk a lot with my hands. I'm Italian.
You're Italian.
So yeah, I mean, it looks exciting. It really does. I'm not gonna lie. This might be something that takes over my Switch for a little while.
I can see that.
Yeah, Mario Kart's kind of dominating.
It's gonna replace 1-2 Switch as the main party game in my house, I feel. Sorry, 1-2 Switch. I'm not gonna milk any invisible cows anytime soon.
Yeah, not gonna be feeling for no balls anytime soon.
Come June 16th. But then again, and the list goes on. There's Grand Prix, party matches, ranked matches. There's local wireless multiplayer. There's 1 vs. 100. There's so much meat to this game.
1 vs. 100 is basically a horde mode kind of thing where a bunch of bots show up. You have to attack them. One of the things they said is online can support up to 10 switches with 2 players per switch. So 20 players online. And local, I believe it was up to 8 switches. I think it was 8 switches, 1 player per switch. So you can hold the system and link up 8 local players all in a circle.
This is going to like redefine like convention going for gamers as a whole. I can see like gamers all in a bunch playing like Splatoon or ARMS, like 20 at a time in clusters. Around like massive theater,
high school, lunch would have been awesome.
Could you imagine when we were kids?
Instead of tethering your Game Boys with a 3-foot cable and trying to trade back and forth, so you can, and like unplugging so you could get a clone of it. Like, oh man, we had some fun. But these kids that are growing up with the Switch now, their lunch periods just got awesome.
Truly blessed. So we've discussed game modes and the ARMS itself. Let's talk characters, because we got some new reveals recently, and I think one that we're all pretty excited for.
And the internet exploded.
We certainly did.
We found our tracer of the Nintendo universe.
Yep, she's there.
Pornhub is going to go crazy for this one.
Good luck with that, Nintendo. Family-friendly company.
All right, what do you got? We had two new, I believe.
Let's talk some of the dull ones first, like Bite and Bark. Right. The robot cop and Machine Cujo over there.
Yes.
It's a pretty fun combination. You have 2 fighters in 1. Like, you know, interesting little combination.
It's kind of like dropping a turret. Yeah. It attacks for you. It takes some blows for you. It's an interesting. I could see it getting annoying. It's interesting. I mean, whatever.
I mean, there's a Mega Man quality because you can spring off the dog,
right?
Like, that was interesting. And I believe was it Kid Cobra that was also announced as a new character?
Yes, Kid Cobra was one. Yep. That Kid Cobra was kind of cool. I mean, it looks like they're all getting their own little arena too, and his was kind of like a skate park.
Yeah.
That was kind of cool. I mean. He seems that was another character. He seems quick. Looks like he can move pretty quick. As opposed to the police robots
or Master Mummy, the big hulking, Master Mummy, dude. But we should get to the main attraction here.
Oh, yeah.
And, like,
oh,
yeah. literally the attraction of the whole affair,
mm-hmm.
which mm-hmm. is our A-list actress, Twintel? Is that how you pronounce that?
Twintel, I guess. So she is a bottom-heavy, shapely...
fat-inducing...
Yeah,
distraction of a character.
Dude,
even as so, a she gay, uses her gay, arms as a gay man. Steven, I must say, it was
quite exciting. her arms are actually her ponytails, which are kind of cool. Mm-hmm. So she sits there sipping tea and whatnot while her arms are her ponytails are fighting for her. But it seems like the entire internet, if you just Google it, the internet has completely lost their minds over this character. Yeah. It's funny. It's interesting. So I'll all in I'll all, it looks like we're getting...
Do a search right now in DeviantArt. Anything interesting comes up?
See how quick that was?
Let me take the filters off.
It looks like they're capping initial release at 10 characters. Mm-hmm. With all the different permutations of arms, they're touting over thousands of different combinations of fighters, which is pretty cool. And of course, they already announced, or they actually announced in this as well, that they're going to be supporting it with some free DLC with new characters, stages, and game modes, which is huge news. It's very Smash Brothers like in that sense. So that should be exciting. I wonder if we'll get like some other Nintendo type characters in there, like or at least inspired by.
I'm pretty sure if this thing takes off the way they want it to, you'll see crossovers like Zelda characters, like a Goron or you know a Wario maybe from the Mario universe. But like it's really
or Tingle if we could get Tingle with some big Hyrule shields yeah, for you arms know,
for people like me. Get some Tingle in mm-hmm. there.
You gotta get a little. Listen, you have to hit all those check marks.
It takes all kinds, Steven. It takes all kinds.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Indeed. All right. So that's that was the. So what do you think? Do you think this is gonna sell? Like, do you think that this is gonna be? Do you think this is gonna be something that sells to the people who already have a Switch that are looking for the next game? Do you think they're going to be too fed up, too caught up in Splatoon? Is it going to hit that same audience?
You know what, Steven? I would have said no if I didn't see how well Switch sales have been. There's 5 million out there in the world right now. So that's a lot. That's a huge install of gamers waiting for content to play. And for me, it's just about ARMS and Splatoon 2. Those are guaranteed purchases for me in the next 2 months. So I see this being like the next big thing for Nintendo. Like Splatoon,
I hope
like
so. Because
this like monumentally huge surprise for Nintendo, Splatoon was. This could be their next Splatoon.
It's funny, man. When they come out with a new IP, you know, an in-house new IP, they 9 times out of 10. 99 times out of 100, they just nail it. It's weird. Like, Pikmin, when that was first announced back in the day, I was like, okay, I guess Nintendo's doing a new thing. This is going to be weird. And I loved that game.
Yeah.
Loved it. They kind of beat it into the ground, you know, eventually, but and it got a little stale. But, you know, it was Splatoon, seeing that they could do it with a shooter. I actually had an idea for a Nintendo shooter a few years ago. A friend of mine... He came up with this idea, and he was messing around with actually programming it just to see how fun it was. But basically what we came up with was this, what was it called? Nintendo Super Mario. It was called Super Mario Shooting Stars. And it was all Mario characters with big blasters that would have all different power-ups. And you'd run around in an arena, not unlike Splatoon.
Oh, that could work. Yeah.
Yeah, it would just be a bunch of like you would get Donkey Kong with his banana shooter or the nut shooter from Donkey Kong 64, the little that thing.
You know,
I thought that would be hilarious.
Little known fact:
Nut Shooter is actually my favorite porno title of all time.
Oh, really? Nut Shooter.
Nut Shooter. Nut Shooter 5.
Nut Shooter 5, The Reckoning. So, all right, that brings us to the end of our subject of discussion. Yes. Normally, after this, we would like to get some reader questions in there if you ever have them. This is going to be a little shorter because it is our first episode, but we do have another segment. It's called the Retro Game of the Week. What we would like to do is Andy and I are going to take turns in giving a game that or telling everybody to play a game. Andy, you will play this. I will play this as a refresher. Mm-hmm. Oh, hang out. Time out.
Oh, is your camera doing that thing where it falls apart?
No. All right, we're good. It only lets me record 4 gigs at a time.
Okay.
So we're going to be doing this thing we're going to take turns giving a game, and we're going to both play the game, and hopefully you guys out there can play the game for the week. And then we would like to discuss it for a few minutes during this segment, and then the next person will give a game to play. Now, Zelda Breath of the Wild I'm about halfway through with like main storyline stuff, and I'm like 65 hours in. It's taken over. But what I wanted to suggest we all play is this little bad boy here. The Legend of Zelda 2.
Oh my god.
The Adventures of Link. Now, the reason why, and mine's cracked, but I think I have a second copy of this. I actually have two copies of the other one as well. So the reason why I want to, and it actually has my brother's initials on it from when we were kids.
Oh my god. PF. Oh my god.
So The Adventures of Link did a lot of really interesting things as far as a RPG mixed in with that exploration of the original Legend of Zelda. As a kid, I never finished the game, and I don't think I ever actually did finish it. So I would like to get back to it and see where that game, the games that it clearly influenced after that, because I am a big RPG fan, and I hear that it has given a lot of influence to a lot of JRPGs and even Western RPGs. So I would like to see how this game stands up over time, and I'd like to, I don't know, I just like to mess around with that. I think it would be a cool thing for everybody to visit. It gets looked over a lot in the Zelda game pantheon, as it were. So I think it would be cool. So that's your assignment, everybody out there.
All right.
And Andy, is Zelda 2 The Adventures of Link. If you need to get it on an emulator, okay. If it's on Virtual Console,
go for it.
If it is, yeah, go for it. However you want to play it, play it. I'm actually going to play it on my original NES, so this battery might be dead. If it is, oh well, I guess I could get in there and try and replace it. I don't know what kind of battery it takes. But this here, hold on. I have two copies of this gold cartridge and of The Legend of Zelda for the Nintendo Entertainment System. I have two copies, and both of them still hold the original saves.
I don't believe
they
you.
Both still, they, I swear
to how God. How is that still able to do that after all these years?
You know what? I didn't.
So there's like a shelf life play, on that thing, isn't there?
I know, but we would only play, and I heard that last year was when all of them really started to die out. It was like the 30-year, well, I guess 2015. So it was the 30-year kind of thing, like they all started to kind of die. And I checked them because of that. I was like, oh, I wonder if it would hold. So I went in, there they were, my white tunic, all the hearts.
Oh my god.
That's awesome. That's incredible. So I'd be interested to see if it's still there now. I mean, it could be. And I also brought this game out because we actually filmed a pilot episode of this show with the audio got all screwed up. So we actually spoke about this game a little bit. That's our Metal Gear. And what did I say I paid for this? Do you remember?
No, I don't recall.
Well, anyway, the sticker is still on it.
Oh my god.
It was $24.99 from Play and Trade, which Play and Trade was the store that moved and became 8-Bit and Up on St. Mark's, and now, of course, they are closed.
Now they are. Done.
Yeah, I think I could salvage the audio a little bit on that show, so it might go up as like a little bonus thing.
I also brought this up because
I was bored.
Oh yeah, because there's Metroid. Because why not?
Yeah, Metroid. That also has a save game on it, and I don't know if it has a battery in it. I don't know how that works, but it definitely has some data on it.
That had passwords, no?
I don't remember. I remember the last time I played it. The last time I played it was with my cousin, and when he booted it up, we were way far. So he may have found a like notebook or something or a page that we had codes on. I don't know.
Yeah.
But either way, that's your assignment is The Legend of Zelda 2, The Adventures of Link. So that's going to be it for this episode of Nintendo Dual Screen. One here or here, depending on how I edit it.
One over there. Yeah. Over here.
There are going to be some episodes where Andy and I will be in the same room, and then we'll use the second screen maybe for a guest or to show some videos or whatever. So thank you very much for joining us. If you want to follow us on Twitter, I am BatChild27. Andy, you are Pants Man? Pants Guy?
I am Pantalones Man? I am at Pants Guy.
At Pants Guy, indeed. Yes. Pantalones. I've been on Twitter. Pantalones.
Los hermanos pantalones.
I am also Batchild on most video game systems. So if you are Batchild27 or Batchild, if you want to look me up, send me a friend request. I will accept all until I can't. If you want to write to us, you could email us at nds@provengamer.com. That's NDS as in Nintendo Dual Screen at provengamer.com. And Proven Gamer is the website that Andy and I both write for, and they are also going to be hosting our podcast here, this lovely podcast. I have been a guest on another podcast of theirs, Trophy Whores, twice. I should also be on this week if all goes well. So you could look for that show as well. That is basically all we have for you. So I appreciate you listening. I appreciate you watching. Any parting words for our lovely listeners? Before I forget, you can also find us. We have our own Discord channel. Not really sure how that works. I'm pretty ignorant to that stuff. But you can definitely search for it. Proven Gamer Discord. We are also sponsored by Amazon.com. If you go to our website, you'll see some Amazon links. If you want to do some Amazon shopping and you do it through our website, that really helps the website out. We also have the Smart Marks podcast. If you are into wrestling, you can check that out. I'm a big wrestling fan. One of my goals is to be on that show at some point. So keep your eyes out for that. Is there anything else that you would like to say, Andy?
Just stay tuned for more Nintendo goodness. You know, hopefully it'll be a weekly session from both of us to keep, you know, get some nice deliverables, some consistency going to get you guys, you know, into our little game rants here, get you involved, maybe some giveaways, some prizes down the line. But first, let's get this going. That's basically it, yeah.
So, share with your friends, yes. You know, rate us on iTunes if we get up on iTunes right away, you know, subscribe to the channel, just spread the love, be good to each other, be good to yourselves. Thank you very much for listening or watching, and we will catch you next time.
Bye.
Oh my God, wait, my housekeeping is just so terrible, I have to write this stuff down. Also, Proven Gamer is a part of Extra Life, so if you go to our website, www.provengamer.com, we have a little link to our Extra Life donation page. Please donate so we can help some children out in the world. We're really proud of it, so thanks again for listening, and we'll see you next week.